Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
I almost didn't tell the story. Not because it's too painful, but because it's so common. And sometimes the stuff that hits us hardest is also the most relatable. Because back to back, an IEP meeting and a divorce hearing all in the same day? I didn't plan that. I didn't schedule that. Both meetings were set by other people, school staff and the court system. Like divine timing wanted to throw me a full-blown emotional test. Somehow, I passed. Not perfectly, definitely not gracefully, but I showed up and that's what counts. This is Single Mom Saga Episode 3. Zoom calls, court dates, and a car cry for the ages. Let's talk about Friday. But first, Thursday. That was the meltdown day. I cried. I questioned everything. I prepped documents between waves of anxiety. Because even when you know what's coming, it doesn't mean your heart's ready. But my therapist, she reminded me, channel your warrior queen mom energy. Be the badass you already are. So I did. I pulled it together. I printed what I needed. I planned my questions. I charged my laptop. Because when you're a single parent, there's no pause. Just breakdowns in between the business. And when Friday came, I didn't feel rested. I didn't feel brave. But I did feel covered. Covered by the prayers I whispered the night before. But the strength that I've always built through heartbreak. And by the deep knowing that no matter how tired I am, I will always show up for my children. So it's Friday, 11:15 a.m. IEP Zoom. I log in like I'm walking into court. But make it public school edition. There's a whole panel. Case managers, teachers, specialists. I work in IT and we use less acronyms. 504, CST, PLAA, FP, LRE. And the whole time I'm thinking, we've waited and fought far too long for this. So when that call started, I wasn't just a mom. I was every mom who's ever had to show up alone, stay calm, and make it impossible for them to say no. Because I followed every word. But I knew that one wrong move, one missed detail, and they could easily push us off again. And I couldn't let that happen. My child, my beautiful, beautiful outside-the-box thinker, he just learns different. And that's not a flaw. That's not something to fix. But the fear? That fear comes from watching a system not built to always hold kids like mine with care. So I fight harder. Alone. Because I have to. After that call, I was emotionally wiped. Completely drained. And of course, it was the start of a brand new Weight Watchers week. Fresh points, full potential, a whole new beginning. So between the anxiety, the tears, and the 30-minute gap before court, Chick-fil-A got every one of those damn points. Chicken nuggets, waffle fries, or frosted lemonade, comfort food on autopilot. And because chaos loves company, I had Back to the Future playing in the background like some weird emotional support movie. So there I was, falling apart, stress eating nuggets, and watching Marty McFly try to fix the timeline while I was just trying to survive mine. And I smile. A smile I always throw on like armor. Not real, but just enough to survive the next thing. 1:30 p.m., same laptop, new battlefield, Zoom court, time for my closure. Now, if you follow me on my podcast, you know, unfortunately, I've been married twice. And for a long time, I carried that like a damn scarlet letter. Ashamed that I believed people who showed me red flags in high def. Ashamed that I stayed way past my expiration date. And ashamed to maybe ever want to love again and let anybody know. But now I know you can't control a person's behavior, only your boundaries. And sometimes the strongest thing you can ever do is leave. So I show up thinking this hearing is the final bow on a very ugly gift. Instead, they start interrogating me about changing back my last name. Like, why now? As if I didn't just fight like hell to reclaim my peace and rebuild my life. And when I mentioned the notarized agreement I had, they say, and I quote, "Oh, we don't read those. You'll have to enforce that yourself. You may need to come back to court." Excuse me? So let me get this straight. I brought the papers. I paid. I brought the proof. I went through the whole process. And you're telling me it's my job to make the system work. So I'm the system now. I closed the laptop and sat there, eyes burning, heart pounding, thinking, this is justice? This is the system that's supposed to protect us. Just a cold, you'll have to handle that yourself, like it was no big deal. While the man who caused all of this didn't even have to show up. No questions, no accountability, just me again to carry it all. So I whispered, Papa Dios, please, I can't carry all this alone. There weren't any miracles, no instant miracles, no lightning bolts, but it helped me stay in tune because sometimes the strength is still in showing up when nothing else shifts right away. So after all that, I crashed, took a nap so deep, I didn't even cry. I just shut down completely. But then I had to get up and head to my part-time job because bills don't care about your emotional trauma. So eventually I'm in the car, screaming, crying, full-blown meltdown, music on blast, still driving. And that was all so I could afford to finally get these damn nails fixed. Aren't they pretty? Well, it wasn't pretty, but it was real. And sometimes survival looks like doing the bare minimum and still being a damn miracle. If you're a mom who's walked into meetings alone, sat through hearings without a backup, held your child's future in one hand and your broken heart in the other, you're not weak. You're not dramatic. You are powerful. You are present. You are the reason your child still feels safe in a world that keeps testing us. And yeah, I've been married twice, but I'm not ashamed as much anymore because I kept showing up for love and I probably always will. Now showing up for me though, for my peace, for my kids, for our next chapter. Because healing isn't about pretending it never hurt. It's about knowing that every mom, every parent, every person showing up tired and unseen is still worthy of joy, of peace, of starting over. Even when no one claps, even when no one helps, your efforts still matter. So yeah, that was my Friday. Zoom calls, legal disappointment, and a car concert starring me, myself, and my rage. Next week, maybe I'll just lose a sock in the laundry or something simple like that. I hope the same for you. Podcast link in my bio.